Try to avenge a series opening loss to the Dunedin Blue Jays here on Tuesday night at BayCare Ballpark. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. I'm Josh Sperber, and let's give you the starting lineups for today's contest, beginning with the visiting Dunedin Blue Jays. 38-37 overall, 4-5 in the second half, fourth place in the Florida State League West. Victor Arias leading off for the second straight night. Arjun Namala hitting second, and Joey Votto batting third. In the same top three in the Blue Jays order that we had on Monday night. Nicholas Deschamps is the catcher hitting cleanup. Gene Joseph is batting fifth. Tucker Thoman returns to the Dunedin lineup hitting sixth. Jayoni Munoz gets the start in right field and hits seventh. Designated hitter Christian Feliz bats eighth, and Bryce Arnold rounds out the Dunedin order in the number nine spot. Now we'll set the defense for Clearwater Threshers. At first base is Dakota Katowski. Devin Saltamont plays second. Bryson Ware is at short, and Diego Gonzalez will play third base. In the outfield, A.J. Shavers in left. Avery Wusu-Asidu in center. Raylan Heredia in right. Caden Hediger is the catcher and battery mate for the Threshers starter, Luke Russo. Russo gets the ball for the first half champions. Coming in with a 4-1 record and a 4.19 ERA, coming off of a career-best seven-inning start against Bradenton that came a week ago today, June the 26th. One run allowed in seven innings of work, tying a career high with nine strikeouts. Luke finished the month of June with 24 strikeouts in four starts and a 2-1 record for the Threshers right-handed pitcher. Russo on the season has 75 punchouts in 58 innings pitched, making his 13th start of his professional career tonight. He winds and fires the first pitch to Victor Arias, who takes a breaking ball for a called strike, and we're underway to start off the first inning. Russo, making his second appearance against Dunedin, steals the 0-1, curveball missing upstairs, and it's a 1-1 count. His last appearance, kicking off the Dunedin series in Dunedin back in April. Went four innings, walked four, struck out three, allowed two hits, but did not allow a run. 1-1, breaking ball, settles in for a called strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes the count here in the top of the first inning, and Russo winds and fires. Fastball missing low and away, and the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Victor Arias led off last night for Dunedin, walked, scored, drove in a run, and also scored in a 1-for-4 day. Swing and a miss for strike three. Hediger scoops the ball up off the dirt, fires it to first, and Katowski makes the squeeze as the drop third strike gets the first out of the ball game. Now Arjun Namala comes up to the plate for Dunedin as we take another look at the hook by Russo. Curveball in the dirt. Easy play for Hediger to get a man out at first base on the drop third strike. One out, and Arjun Namala coming up to the plate. First round pick by the Blue Jays in last year's draft. He avoids a fastball inside as the count starts off 1-0. Namala had two hits in five plate appearances yesterday, two ribbies and a run, and two runs scored with a single and a double. Now the 1-0. Curveball missing outside, and it's 2-0 to Namala. Fastball from Russo hits up to 94. Sinker, change, curve, and a slider are the five-pitch mix for the 23-year-old Russo, who was drafted in the 16th round by the Phillies in 2023. Fastball hits the outside corner for a called strike, and it's a 2-1 count now to Arjun Namala. The Tampa natives struggled a little bit at the start of the season, but a couple of RBIs last night has him in the right mindset as the curveball misses upstairs to Namala and makes it 3-1. Three balls, one strike the count One gone already here in the top of the first as Russo kicks and deals. 3-1 pitch. Fastball hammered on a line. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. It's going to one hop off the wall for extra bases. Shaver scoops it up out of the left field corner, sends a throw into third as Arjun Namala has a double in back-to-back ball games with a one-out double to start off the first inning. Blue Jays got a 9-4 victory last night, and a lot of it on Arjun Namala's back. That's his third hit and second two-bagger of the series. Namala now on first base for Joey Votto, major league veteran who played most of his career for the Cincinnati Reds before the Toronto Blue Jays signed the Canadian international to a minor league contract at the beginning of the season. Votto taps a fastball foul, and it's an 0-1 count to the Blue Jays' first baseman. Seventh double of the season for Namala. He's on second base, and an 0-1 to the left-hand hitting Votto. Russo sets to the belt and deals. Breaking ball missing upstairs, and it's a 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, the count. One out in the first. Pitch to Votto. Checks his swing. Looks like he went around, and the appeal says that he did. 1-2. Umpires for tonight's contest. Dylan Reeves is behind home plate. Caleb George is the bases umpire here in Clearwater. Same crew that we had last night. 1-2 count to Votto, who had one strikeout last night, but he also drove in his first run as a member of the Blue Jays organization, missing most of the season early on due to injury. 1-2. Foul back down the first baseline and rolling into the Blue Jays dugout to keep the count at 1-2 to Votto. He actually had an at-bat here at BayCare Ballpark during spring training with the Toronto Blue Jays. He only saw one pitch, and he sent it out to straightaway center field for a home run. And after that, he was taken out of the ballgame. That was his first day as a Blue Jay. 1-2, curveball missing away. It gets out of the glove of Hediger, but Namala stays on the second base bag. So a 2-2 count to Votto now with Arjun Namala remaining on second. One out in a scoreless top of the first, but Namala's double has the Blue Jays threatening in the game's opening frame. Russo has a 2-2 count on Joey Votto. Right on left matchup as Russo deals. Fastball. Not sure where that missed, but it's 3-2. Payoff pitch coming to Votto. Russo from the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. Fires home. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Luke Russo gets the bender by Joey Votto, and he has his second strikeout of the ball game for the second out of inning number one. Back-to-back Threshers starters have Cade, a 13-year major league vet. Votto whiffing at the bender for the strikeout, his second of the series. Two gone for Nicholas Deschamps, who was the primary catcher for Dunedin last year. Had some injury troubles last season, and he swings and misses at the first pitch fastball to make it an 0-1 count. Namala's on second with two down and a scoreless top of the first inning, as Russo hopes to keep it that way. 0-1 count to the left-handed hitting Deschamps back behind the plate today for Dunedin. The pitch from Russo, 0-1, fastball missing outside, and it's 1-1. Deschamps from Quebec in French Canada. He's been with the Blue Jays organization since he was signed in 2021. 1-1. Curveball down the middle, and it's 1-2. Namala on second. Bryson Ware, the Threshers shortstop, is holding him on. A lefty shift for Deschamps, with Saltabon playing back on the outfield grass almost at second base. 1-2. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. A double, the only blemish on perfect inning as Luke Russo strikes out the side, sending down Dunedin with a runner stranded on second base. Luke Russo struck out Joey Votto and would not be outdone against a swinging strike three to end the first inning against the Blue Jays backstop. Now the Threshers come to the plate for the first time when we come back. Bottom of the first inning, Threshers coming up to bat.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Apologize for the technical difficulties here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. We're hoping to get the graphics and stats up a lot sooner. But in the meantime, we'll just go the old-fashioned way through the Threshers batting order. Diego Gonzalez is ready to take on the leadoff spot for the first time. Devin Saltabon will bat behind him, hitting second with Bryson Ware in the three-hole. Dakota Katowski is the Threshers cleanup man, with Caden Hediger doing the catching and batting fifth. Raylan Heredia batting sixth. A.J. Shaver seventh. Lou Albrecht getting his first chance at the DH will bat eighth. And Avery Wusu-Asidu rounds out the Threshers order. Kendry Rojas, left-hander who pitched with Dunedin all of last year, gets the first pitch to Gonzalez, who hits a liner out to right field. Munoz makes the running catch, one pitch, one out to start off the first inning. That will bring up Devin Saltabon, 8 homers and 32 RBIs on the season for him, going up against the Cuban-born Kendry Rojas. Rehabbing from High A Vancouver, where he began the year, 5 2/3 innings for the Canadians in 2 appearances, 1 start, as Rojas starts off Saltabon with a sinker for a ball 1-0. We'll set the defense for the Blue Jays after this pitch. Rojas, a 3-pitch mix, the fastball, slider, and a change. Saltabon pops up the fastball foul, and the count evens at 1-1. The defense for Dunedin is as follows. Joey Votto's at first, Bryce Arnold at second, Arjun Amala at short, and Tucker Toman is playing third base. The outfield after this pitch, which is a fastball in for a called strike on the outside part of the plate, 1-2 to Saltabon with one out in the bottom first. Gene Joseph moves to left field, Victor Arias in center. Jeonie Munoz in right as Nick Deschamps awaits the 1-2. Fastball missing outside, and Deschamps catches the changeup from Rojas. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. Saltabon might not have had a hit yesterday, but he reached base for the 4th straight game, walking in 3 of 5 plate appearances, finishing the game 0-2 with a steal for the Thresher. Saltabon parks a fastball on the roof of the suites behind home plate, and it's 2-2. Saltabon out in front of the breaking ball, and the curveball by Devin for strike three. First K of the day for Kendry Rojas. He spent all of 2023 with Dunedin and struck out 82 batters in 84 innings of work in his second season in affiliated ball. Played in the Florida Complex League in 2021 and 22. Dunedin the last 2 years, and he began this year in High A Vancouver. First pitch to Ware, hit high in the air out to right field. Munoz drifting towards the foul line makes the catch, and it's a quick 1-2-3 first inning for the Clearwater Threshers. 2 flyouts to right field and a strikeout. Threshers keep it scoreless after 1, hosting Dunedin.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit rushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at rushersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. We're also at Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads, at Threshers on X, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok. So plenty of ways to follow the best baseball team on the planet on social media. Luke Russo starts off the second for the Threshers. We may see Gage Stanifer come in for Dunedin, as he is expected to piggyback off the rehabbing Rojas. Russo, though, has gone up to seven innings in his 12 previous starts for the Threshers, usually topping the five-inning mark as he starts off Joseph with a curveball for a called strike one. Gene Joseph made more of a splash in the field than at the plate yesterday, but had a solid start to the series as he waves and misses at the slider to make it 0-2. Joseph went 2-for-4 with a walk, drove in a run in the ninth inning on his second single of the game. Also made a great leaping catch at the wall to rob Nico Pouaca-Grego of extra bases in the fourth inning. Now the 0-2 from Russo. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Luke Russo has struck out the last three batters. He has struck out 4 of 5. To start off the game so far, as he gets Gene Joseph on three straight pitches. And this is the nastiest one of all. Look at that slider curling to the inside corner, and Joseph had no chance. 1K away from 80 in his career. 4 Ks on the day for Russo. One gone in the second to Tucker Thoman, who fouls off a fastball that almost takes the head off of his first base coach, the position coach Joel Hernandez. Third base coach for Dunedin is Jose Mayorga, first-year manager for the Dunedin Blue Jays. 0-1 the count to Tucker Thoman, who was a Blue Jay last year after being taken the competitive balance round by Toronto in 2022. 0-1 to Thoman. Fastball tipped into the glove of Hediger, and it's an 0-2 count. Thoman, a primary shortstop with a very strong arm, so he's put on third base regularly for Dunedin, especially with Arjun Amala holding down the shortstop position for the most part this season. 0-2, changeup low, and that is the first pitch that has missed the zone in this inning for Luke Russo. So his bid for an immaculate inning ends about halfway through, and now here's the 1-2 to Thoman. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Great looking slider from Russo, who now has 4 straight strikeouts. All 5 outs he's recorded have been on strikes. As we take a look at the replay, Thoman, the switch hitter against the right-hander Russo, sees a slider with a ton of movement, just drops off the map, and Thoman could not touch it. 2 gone for Jayuni Munoz, who came in late in yesterday's game, replacing Braden Berry. Curveball misses for ball number one. First time that Russo has started off an at-bat with a ball since the second batter of the ball game. 1-0 to Munoz. Cut on a missed on the high fastball, and it's 1-1. Munoz had an injury to start off his season, made his full season debut after joining the Blue Jays organization in 2021. He hacks and misses at the slider, and Russo looking to strike out the side. Looking for his 5th consecutive strikeout. as he tries to best his high mark of 7 straight punch-outs that he had to end his first career outing against Fort Myers. And he's another K closer to it. Slider for a called strike 3 as Luke Russo has struck out 6 of the first 7 Dunedin Blue Jays. He is feeling it tonight, and that slider is doing a lot of the work. 3 strikeouts in the second, all of them coming on sliders, and Luke Russo is on a mission for the Threshers today. 1-2-3 frame on K's for the Blue Jays. Bottom of the second next in a scoreless ballgame.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Stick around post-game every Saturday night for the best fireworks show in town. Our next Saturday home game is July 20th against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Gates will open at 5:30 for a 6:30 first pitch presented by Wawa. Dakota Katowski offers and misses at the first pitch from Kendry Rojas here in the second, and it's an 0-1 count. Bottom two, Threshers and Blue Jays still scoreless as Katowski swings and misses at the sinker to make it an 0-2 count. Clearwater went down in order in the first inning, and they've got Katowski, Hediger, and Heredia as the duo up here in the bottom second. Rojas deals, and Katowski swings and misses at 3 straight pitches to start off the second with the second punch out of the game by Kendry Rojas. One gone for the rehabbing starter. And now Caden Hediger coming up to the plate after a really nice game last night. A game where no one on the Threshers had more than one hit in the game. Hediger drove in 2 of the Threshers' 4 runs in a 9-4 loss. He takes a changeup outside for ball number 1. William Bergoglio, former Thresher last season, was named the Phillies Hitter of the Month, and he had over 400 in June for Jersey Shore. So big congrats to Bergoglio on the well-deserved honor. Fastball knocked back and foul by Hediger, and it's 1-1. He had a good-looking month of June as well. 3 homers and 19 RBIs with 2 home runs over the past week. Got 1 in Jupiter and another 1 yesterday. And he hammers this one out to the gap in left center field. Joseph going back to the wall, and he's not going to get there. One hops off the top of the wall, and it's picked up by Arias as Caden Hediger has the Threshers' first hit of the game. A 1-out double here in the second inning. 1-out double in the first, got the Blue Jays' first hit. And a crush job from Caden Hediger gets the double for the first hit by the Threshers. And that was just perfectly struck right into the gap in left center field. And Caden Hediger now has an extra hit in back-to-back games for the Clearwater Threshers. 1-for-3 with a homer and 2 RBIs last night. And now he's on first base for Raylan Heredia. He takes a breaking ball upstairs. It's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' right fielder. 5 homers, 26 RBIs on the year for Raylan, getting his first action of this series and his first game against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Now the 1-0. Popped up high in the air, drifting foul down the first baseline. Votto is there, back into fair territory, making the catch on the cut of the infield grass for the second out of the second inning. And Joey Votto has attracted some more fans here to BayCare Ballpark. Seen a couple of Joey Votto Reds jerseys out by the Dunedin dugout on the first base side. Now A.J. Shaver comes up to the plate for Clearwater with two gone and one on. Caden Hediger on second base as the Threshers look to get the first run of the ball game. Shaver takes a fastball upstairs, and it's 1-0. He made his Threshers debut in Dunedin. And in the first game, his first hit with the Clearwater Threshers came late in that contest. But it proved to be a crucial one. A game-tying two-run home run in the eighth inning of an April game. Broken bat liner out to second base. Picked up on a hop by Arnold. Shaver almost beats it out. But the throw made in time to Votto to end the second inning. So A.J. Shaver will get a new bat, but the Threshers get on the board hit-wise, leave a man stranded as we stay scoreless after two.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Epic.
Our next home game is tomorrow, July the 3rd, when the Threshers take on the Dunedin Blue Jays for the Independence Day celebration here in Clearwater. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch. And I can't tell you how excited I am to get to the ballpark tomorrow. We had almost 9,000 fans last year for our Independence Day celebration. And that might just be the population at the Tiki Bar currently on Dollar Tuesday. Top of the third inning, Luke Russo has struck out the last five in a row for Dunedin. And a big power hitter, Christian Feliz, comes in, takes a curveball for a called strike one. He has 10 home runs on the year, tied himself with Jordan Viers and two others for 10th in the Florida State League. One ball, one strike, the count to Feliz now, DHing today for the Blue Jays. 10 homers, 26 RBIs on the season. The 1-1. Fastball cut on a missed, and Feliz was late on that one. Brings the count to 1-2. Feliz, Arnold, and Arias to start off the top of the third. Each team with a hit in the first two innings. Neither team with a run scored. 1-2 from Russo. Nubbed, slowly rolling down the third baseline. Barehanded by Gonzalez. Looping throw to first, not in time. And it's an infield hit for Christian Feliz. That breaks out the strikeout streak of Luke Russo. He struck out five batters in a row, has still punched out five of the first eight, but Feliz gets a little nubber for a single to lead off the third inning. Unlikely to steal is the tall Christian Feliz, 6'4". Thinking Katowski looks small at second base, even if Cotto is 6'5". And that gets Arnold. Fastball got him on the left arm, and the first two batters reach for Dunedin here in the third inning. So Bryce Arnold is plunked on a mistake fastball by Russo. And now there are two aboard for Victor Arias with nobody out in the third inning. Scoreless so far, two hits for Dunedin, just one for the Threshers. Each team got a double for their first knock. But now it's Feliz on second and Bryce Arnold on first for the Blue Jays for the left-handed hitting Victor Arias. 34 ribbies on the season and 5 home runs for Victor. First pitch, fastball taken for a called strike, and it's an 0-1 count. Arias swung and missed on strike 3 in the first inning. Went down on a drop third strike, the first of 6 so far for Russo. All 6 of the outs have been recorded via the punch-out as Arias hits a grounder fair into right field for a base hit. Feliz will hold up at third as Raylan Heredia in right field is not an arm that you want to test. 2 hits and a hit by pitch in the inning for Dunedin as the bases are loaded on the first 3 batters of the frame. Arias on first, Arnold to second, Feliz to third on the single as we take another look. Fastball up in the zone, and Arias hit that right where the defense wasn't, though Devin Saltaban came pretty close to making a play. Now the infield is shifted for 2 with the corners pinched in for Arjun Namala. Curveball on the outside corner settles for a called strike, 0-1. Namala hitting just under 200 at 195. 2 RBIs last night in the Blue Jays win, and he's 1-for-1 today with a 2-bagger, 0-1. Curve again, outside corner for a called strike 2. And an out here seems to be exactly what Russo would need. So it's an 0-2 count to Namala with the bases loaded, nobody out. The pitch, weakly chopped foul landing in the Threshers' dugout. Count stays 0-2 to the Blue Jays' most recent first-round pick. Bases loaded, nobody out. 0-2 to Namala here in the top of the third. Russo has been great so far for Clearwater, but the Blue Jays have been able to get to him a little bit this inning, loading the bases before an out's been recorded. Namala steps out for a quick timeout. Now he digs back into the right-handed batter's box with a loaded set of bags in front of him. 0-2 coming from Russo with 5 in the pitch clock he deals. Fastball cut on a miss, and that's strike 3. Strikeout number 7 for Luke Russo. And that's the big first out in the third inning on a nasty slider by the Threshers' right-hander. And let's take a look. Arjun Namala went digging for this one. That one in the dirt. And if the bases weren't loaded, it would have been a drop third strike. But it's still a loaded set of bags for Joey Votto. And you can bet Russo is going to try and throw a bunch of pitches low in the zone to the power-hitting first baseman. Starts him off with a sinker outside for ball number 1. Russo got Votto on strikes in the first inning, so Joey's 0-for-1. Joey Votto had an RBI yesterday, though, and he hits a liner into center field for another one. Feliz scores as Owusu Asidu picks it up, sends a throw home, and it goes past the cutoff man, and it's not in time at the plate. 2 RBI single for Joey Votto. Feliz and Arnold score from third and second. Moving to third base is Arias, and the Blue Jays take a 2-0 lead on the 2 RBI knock for Joey Votto. And that's just what big leaguers do. They needed a hit, did the Blue Jays, and Votto got it for them, clearing half the runners aboard the loaded bases for the first 2 runs of the ballgame. That'll bring up Nicholas Deschamps, who struck out swinging to end the first inning, up with runners on the corners. The Threshers shifted for the double play as Deschamps is not quite the speedster. 2-0 lead for Dunedin. Votto on first with Arias on third. 1 gone in the third inning. Foul tip into the mid of Hediger. The sinking fastball blown by Deschamps, and it's 0-1. Deschamps hitting .233 on the season with 2 homers and 13 RBIs. He's facing the 0-1 as Russo takes a deep breath and deals. Breaking ball missing outside, and it's a 1-1 count to the Blue Jays backstop. Threshers scored the first run yesterday and took the loss, but they're 12-23. When opponents get the first run. Swing and a miss by Deschamps on the slider, and it's 1-2. And that slider from Russo has been incredibly effective so far tonight. It's been the K pitch for the majority of his seven strikeouts so far in the first three and a third. Now has Deschamps in a 1-2 count. Russo deals. 1-2 poked out to third. This could be two. Gonzalez goes home for one, and they get the easy play at the plate to stop the run. It's a fielder's choice, 5-2. That moves Votto to second base. Deschamps takes his plate on third as Arias is recorded out on the fielder's choice. And heads-up play by Gonzalez to get the shore out at home to prevent a run. Because if Gonzalez went on the double play like he could have, there's a chance that Deschamps would have beaten it out. This way, he gets the guaranteed out and takes away the sacrifice play. High fly ball out to left field from Joseph. Shaver going back, and that ball is out of here. It bounced off the seats and back in play, but Gene Joseph has his fourth homer of the season, and the Blue Jays now have a 5-0 lead here in the top of the third inning. Now we'll take another look at the Joseph home run as Russo appeared to have hung that curveball. That ball certainly looked like it was out, and you can see right there it just bounced off the seats. A Shaver trying to play that off like hit off the wall. Fly ball foul down the left field line. It's no one count to Tucker Thoman. 5-0 lead for Dunedin. Second most runs the Threshers have allowed in an inning this season. They've allowed 6 runs twice against Bradenton. And now trail 5-0 to Dunedin with 5 across in the top of the third. Swing and a miss on a slider, and it's 0-2. Four hits, five runs in the inning for Dunedin. 0-2 to Thoman, slider in the dirt, and it's 1-2. Appeal to Caleb George says Thoman did not go. He's got 4 homers and 19 RBIs on this season. Missed some time due to injury, and both of his first 2 years in the pros, Thoman has played with Dunedin. Now it's a 1-2 count to Tucker. Here's the pitch from Russo. Fastball just missing upstairs. It's a 2-2 count. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Russo deals. Line drive over the leaping glove of Saltabon, and the third inning continues with hit number 5 of the frame. A 2-out single by Tucker Thoman. And now the 9th hitter of the inning coming up for Dunedin. Take another look, and just a really good piece of hitting by Thoman there. Nice line drive out to right field for a knock. 6th of the game, 5th of the inning for the Blue Jays, who lead by 5 as Gustavo Armas comes out to have a chat with his starting pitcher. Caden Hediger joins the mound visit. Some rain in the Dominican Summer League complicated things for the Phillies DSL team. Phillies-Reds game will be made up on July 10th against the Rangers Blue, as the Phillies White were suspended in the top of the second inning due to weather against the Mets Blue, with the White squad leading 2-0. In the Complex League, FCL Blue Jays took down the FCL Phillies 6-4, and right now the single-A affiliates of the Blue Jays and Phillies do in battle with the Dunedin Blue Jays leading 5-0. First pitch after the mound visit is a slider for a called strike on Jeyuni Munoz, and it's 0-1. He ended the second inning by striking out looking. Thoman goes, and Munoz pops one out to left field. Shaver sprinting towards the line makes the catch on the run for the final out of the third inning. But the Blue Jays do some serious damage. 5 runs, including a 3-run shot in the third inning, coming on 4 hits. Threshers trail 5-0 as we head into the bottom third.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite Minor League Baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the final Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game, support a local pet charity, and see the specialty Beach Dogs jerseys in action. Our next beach night, Beach Dogs Night, is July 19th versus the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Threshers looking for some muscle here in the third inning as Lou Albrecht takes a sinker for ball number one. Rehabbing Kendry Rojas in for the third inning of the work with no end in sight to his rehab outing as he sends the fastball up and away to Albrecht, 2-0. Lou has been on the development list for the majority of the season, but this is his sixth game of the year with Clearwater, and he's reached base in all of the previous five. Sinking fastball inside for a called strike to Albrecht, and it's a 2-1 count. Lou is 6 for his first 18 since debuting on the season with a 3-for-5 game in Dunedin. He hits a hard line drive to short, picked up on a hop by Namala, sends a high throw that pulls Votto off the bag. Looked like a routine play at short for Namala, but the error on the throw gives the Threshers a base runner as we take another look. Good piece of hitting by Albrecht, but it went directly to Namala at short, and he had a little bit too much time to think about that one as he ends up throwing the ball a little bit too high for Joey Votto, standing at 6'2", had to leap off of the bag to try and make a play. Now Albrecht on first with nobody out in the third. Osu Asidu takes the sinker for a called strike one, as it's officially ruled an error on Arjun Namala. So, no one count to Usu Asidu. Usu Asidu for a 1-1 count. Good block by Nicholas Deschamps. 1-1 to Usu Asidu now, who has hit 5 home runs so far this season with 17 RBIs. 2 home runs of his 5 have come against Dunedin. One at TD Ballpark and another one last night. 1-1 to Avery. Popped up high in the air, drifting foul down the third baseline. Toman cedes it to Namala, who makes the catch in foul territory for the first out in the third inning. So Usu Asidu is down on the fly ball, and now the lineup card turns over for Diego Gonzalez. Threshers trailing 5-0 with one gone in the third inning. Lou Albrecht reached on an error, so he's on first base. Gonzalez put a charge into the first pitch he saw to open up the game, but it ended up right in the path of Jeuni Munoz in right field for the first out of the ball game. Gonzalez has 6 RBIs on the season, and he has reached in all but 4 of his 16 games with Clearwater so far this season. Making his debut in this series against the Blue Jays, as Gonzalez takes a slider for a called strike one. 0-1 is the count to Diego, who actually debuted with the Threshers at the beginning of April while they were visiting the Dunedin Blue Jays. Had an RBI in 3 games in that series. 0-1, cut on and missed. Foul tipped into the glove of Deschamps, and it's 0-2. Threshers with one hit, Dunedin with six, including five of them that produced five runs in the third inning. Nothing in two, the count to Gonzalez. Six ribbies and a .258 batting average on the season for the shortstop and third baseman. He's playing third tonight and waits for the 0-2. Pops a fastball foul behind home plate. The count will stay at nothing and two. O2 to Gonzalez, hit on the ground, right back to the pitcher, a great stretch and a catch by Rojas. The second for one, and back to first for the double play. Score at 1-4-3 on the twin killing. And the third inning ends, remaining at 5-0. We'll get another look at the double play as the Threshers do not strand a runner despite having one reach on an error, but Kendry Rojas making a highlight reel stop up the middle in his first rehab start with Dunedin.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate our nation's independence tomorrow at BayCare Ballpark. Join us for some Star Spangled Baseball fun tomorrow night, July the 3rd, as fireworks will follow the game presented by Budweiser. 5:38, 6:30, first pitch. Christian Feliz back to lead off the fourth inning as he led off the third with a single. One of five hits by Dunedin in the frame, but he started off swinging and missing in a curveball to make it 0-1. Feliz broke a streak of five consecutive batters fanned by Russo. He still has seven Ks through the first three innings. Looks like Feliz went around, and it's confirmed by Dylan Reeves that he did, 0-2. Feliz, Arnold, and Arias to lead off the fourth, 5-0 the lead for Dunedin. Now it's 0-2 as Russo winds and deals. Fastball up and in, looking for the swing and the miss, trying to jam up Feliz, but it didn't take as Feliz took the pitch for a ball. 1-2 the count to Christian Feliz. Russo winds and fires. Fastball tapped foul, rolling down the first baseline and out of play. It's still 1-2. That's pitch number 61 for Russo. 43 have crossed the plate for strikes. Bullpen's clear as Rojas has been really efficient on the hill. Still under 30 pitches after his first three frames. The Blue Jays have made Russo work for this one. Now it's a 1-2 count to Feliz. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, and it's 2-2. 5-0 lead for Dunedin. They have six hits and an error. Threshers with just one hit on the scoreboard, nothing else. 2-2, tap foul off of Hediger, and we keep it there. Even two-ball, two-strike count to the power-hitting Christian Feliz, who leads the Blue Jays with 10 home runs and is second on the team with 26 RBIs so far this season. 2-2, high fly ball deep out to right field. Heredia drifting inwards into right center, making the catch on a slow jog for the first out in the fourth inning. So Russo works through a battle of an at-bat against Feliz as pitch number 7 ends up in the glove of Raylan Heredia. One gone in the fourth inning. Now Bryce Arnold coming up to the plate. He was hit by a pitch and scored on Joey Votto's RBI single. So Arnold, 4 homers, 23 ribbies on the season with 181 average, ducks away from an inside curveball that makes it 1-0. Ball number 1 to Bryce Arnold. No relation to Zach Arnold, who was drafted in the 14th round by the Phillies last year and is leading off for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws tonight. Bryce Arnold takes a slider for a called strike 1. One gone here in the fourth. Here's the pitch from Russo. Swing and a miss out in front of the curve, and it's 1-2. Working quickly, Russo deals, swing and a miss for strike 3. Strikeout number 8 on the evening for Luke Russo as he gets Arnold to go on the slider for the second out of the fourth inning. And that slider has accounted for all but one of Russo's 8 strikeouts so far with that slider dropping off of the mat. First pitch now to Arias. He takes a slider low, checked his swing according to the appeal, and it's a 1-0 count. He singled in the third inning after getting out on a drop third strike in the first. It's a 2-0 count now to Arias with the fastball missing inside. 2-0 the count, 2 gone here in the top of the fourth inning where the Blue Jays lead the Threshers 5-0. 2-0 from Russo. Here's the pitch. Fastball hammered on a short hop to Saltabon. He picks it up, sends it to first, ending the 1-2-3 fourth inning. Threshers getting a much-needed 1-2-3 frame, but they stay trailing 5-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Keep up with the action all season long and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Threshers looking for a whole lot more here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hitters 2, 3, and 4 coming up to face Kendry Rojas, back out for work in his first rehab appearance after falling prey to an injury while playing for the High A Vancouver Canadiens in April. Saltabon, it's a hard ground ball to short right to Arjun Namala at the back of the infield. Saltabon beats it out. Namala did nothing wrong there. A routine play, and Devin Saltabon hustling it out for the infield base hit. Salty has now reached in each of his last 5 games as we see some terrific base running from the Threshers' second baseman as they are certainly not happy with the way they've started this game. 5 runs in the third inning, and Devin Saltabon might have 1, depending on how this inning goes. Bryson Ware takes the curveball low for ball number 1, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers shortstop. Saltaban's on first. He is the Threshers' leader in stolen bases this season with 12 in 13 attempts. Saltaban extends his lead off of first with Joey Votto there holding him on. Now the 1-0. Instead, it's a pickoff move. Soft throw from Rojas, and Saltaban is in there without a tag. 1-0 count to Ware, who drove in a run last night with a double. Six homers, 32 RBIs with a .220 batting average, but he's 0 for 1 today with a fly out to right. 1-0 pitch, skied high and foul, 1-1. So one ball, one strike count to Ware. Saltaban looking comfortable at first base. And the 1-1, curveball misses upstairs, and it's 2-1. Luke Russo is pushing 70 pitches. That was pitch number 32 on the day for Kendry Rojas. 23 have crossed for strikes. 2-1 to Ware now. Here's the pitch. Holds up the swing. Appeal to the bases umpire Caleb George. Wisely says that he did not go. Changeup misses the zone to bring the count to 3-1. As we get another look, you can clearly see here that Ware kept his bat relatively flat. Didn't break his wrists. He didn't go. So a 3-1 count to Bryson Ware, who swings and misses at a sinker to fill up the count at 3-2. Kind of a half swing from Bryson. He tried to abandon it mid-swing, but it did not work. And now the count is full. We'll see if Saltaban tries for second. No one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Threshers trailing by 5, and a full count to Bryson Ware. Rojas scans the runners. Looking over at first, payoff pitch. Ball number 4. And that is the first walk of the game for either side. First to reach in the fourth inning for the Threshers. Saltaban to second, Ware to first. And with the righty Dakota Katowski coming up to the plate for Clearwater, the Threshers have double steal potential. Ware has 8 stolen bases in 13 attempts this season. Saltaban has 12. He has been taken off the bags once, also in 13 attempts. So the pair combined 20 for 26 in steals this season. Dakota Katowski swings and misses at another fastball, and it's an 0-1 count. He went down swinging on 3 straight pitches. 0-1 now to Katowski with 2 on here in the bottom fourth inning. The pitch from Rojas. Fastball hit on a line, base hit into right field. Saltaban is waved around third by Michael Jones. He'll come home and score. It's an RBI single by Dakota Katowski, and the Threshers are on the board. RBI number 27 for Dakota Katowski. 5-1 the lead for Dunedin as Saltaban scores, and Ware heads to third base. And Dakota Katowski did all he could on that one. Slider running inside. He took it the opposite way to allow the runner an easy route home. So the Katowski gets the Threshers' first ribby. And there's still nobody out as the first 3 batters in the fourth inning have reached for the Clearwater Threshers. Short mound visit as Nicholas Deschamps comes out to have a chat with his starting pitcher, Kendry Rojas, sends out the signals to his infield before returning to his spot behind the plate against fellow backstop Caden Hediger. Caden doubled back in the second inning. He's got an extra base hit in each of the last 2 nights for Clearwater. Katowski gets a fantastic jump. First pitch in for a strike, and easily sliding in safely at second is Dakota Katowski. Katowski, 6'5", 246 pounds. But he is incredibly fleet of foot. Look at how clean this jump was. Right as Rojas was starting his motion, Katowski was all the way to second base. And you need a Pudge Rodriguez-like throw to get Katowski out on that one. A fantastic jump. 1-1 the count to Caden Hediger as the slider falls in the dirt to even the count at 1. Katowski is on second. After his 27th RBI of the year, he's now reached base in each of his last 7 games. Bryson Ware working a career-best 9-game on-base streak after the walk. He is on third. Nobody out in the bottom fourth. Pitch to Hediger, nubbed foul off the end of the bat, and it goes to 1-2. That slider from Rojas was his 40th pitch of the day. 28 over for strikes, as he has a 1-2 count to Cade and Hediger. Ware on third, Katowski on second, as Hediger takes a timeout. Switch hitter hitting righty against the left-handed throwing Rojas. The Cuban native signed as an international free agent in 2020. Now it's a 1-2 count to Hediger, 196 hitter on the year after the second inning two-bagger. Rojas, the 1-2, upstairs on the fastball, and it's 2-2. 95 on the heat there from Kendry Rojas. Two balls, two strikes the count. No one out, one run across for the Threshers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They trail by four to the Dunedin Blue Jays. 2-2, the count now to Hediger. The pitch from Rojas. Curveball missing outside, and it's 3-2. Great take by Caden Hediger, as he now works the count full. Payoff pitch coming to Caden Hediger. Man on third with no one out in the fourth. Rojas, three on the pitch clock, he deals. Hediger pops this one straight up and behind home plate. Playable for Deschamps. He goes towards the netting and makes the grab for the first out in the fourth inning. So Caden Hediger just sliced underneath that fastball, and Deschamps makes the grab for out number one. That'll bring up Raylan Heredia, who popped out to Joey Votto at first back in the second inning. But Raylan's got a ton of power, and a single could make this a much more manageable deficit for the Clearwater Threshers. Heredia making his first appearance of the series after going 3-for-11 with an RBI and a run in four games against Bradenton. He takes the changeup low for ball one as Deschamps calls time to get a new baseball. 1-0 is the count to Raylan Heredia. With two on and one out, Katowski's on second, Ware is on third with one gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rojas has pitch number 44 locked and loaded in the glove. He's ready for Heredia. Now the 1-0. Grounded foul down the third baseline, and it's 1-1. Heredia getting his first game against Dunedin this season after he was injured when the Threshers made it to Dunedin back in April. Heredia is 10-for-48 against lefties with four doubles and an RBI. 1-1. Ground ball, fair ball down the third baseline, and that's going to go into the corner for extra bases. Ware scores. Katowski rounds third. He will score. Heredia sprinting around second, diving into third base. He is saved with a two RBI triple. Raylan Heredia cuts the lead to two with a two-run triple as the Threshers now trail 5-3 here in the bottom four. Heredia got this exactly where you want it, right down the third baseline, and he was thinking three all the way. Easy time scoring for Ware and Katowski, and Raylan Heredia hustled his way around the bags for his second triple of the season, both against left-handed pitching. Kendry Rojas will be now greeted at the mound by his pitching coach, Corey Riordan, as the entire infield joins Rojas on the hill. In the meantime, we'll continue through the Phillies scoreboard. We did the rookie level. Now let's take it to the affiliates, beginning in Wilmington, where the Jersey Shore Blue Claws are visiting the Nationals-affiliated Blue Rocks, but Wilmington leads the Blue Claws 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lehigh Valley was off last night. Now they lead 1-0 in the top of the second inning against the Yankees affiliate, Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. Bottom of the second inning, Somerset leads Reading by a score of 1-0. Former Thresher Matt Osterberg on the hill for the Fightin' Phils. We'll have more updates now over the course of the game as the infield is in with a tying run at the dish in A.J. Shaver. He swings and misses under a fastball, and it's 0-1. One out, Raylan Heredia on third base for Clearwater with his fourth triple of the season, driving in two runs in his last at-bat. That puts him in a tie for fourth place in the Florida State League. Katowski lofts a fastball foul and out of play. It's 0-2. Katowski already scored after he drove in a run with a ribby single. 0-2 the count to Shaver, who grounded out to second in his last at-bat. Now Bryce Arnold is about half a step off of the infield grass over at second. 0-2, Shaver pops one up foul over the Blue Jays dugout and out of play in foul territory. Count remains 0-2. Shaver's first hit as a Thresher came in Dunedin. He had two hits in his first performance with Clearwater, including a two-run game-tying home run in the eighth inning of his Thresher's debut. 0-2 to Shaver. Upstairs and away on the fastball, and it's 1-2 now. Shaver's primarily a center fielder, but he's in left field tonight as Avery Owusu-Asidu starts in center field whenever he's in the lineup. Avery's in the hole with one gone and one on. Lou Albrecht waiting in the wings as Shaver faces the 1-2. Fastball cut on a miss, and that's strike three. Two down in the fourth, but three runs already across for Clearwater. Rojas gets his third strikeout of the day, getting Shaver on a swinging strike three for the second out in the fourth. Now the honor of the tying run goes to Lou Albrecht, who was on the other side of Shaver in the ninth inning of last Wednesday's game against Bradenton. Albrecht hits a high fly ball deep down the right field line, and out of play, it's 0-1. Threshers already scored a run in the ninth inning against Bradenton, where they entered into the game by trailing by six runs. Then Lou Albrecht hit a three-run home run to make it 7-6. A.J. Shaver, the next hitter, tied the game up on a blast to left. Fastball cut on a miss by Albrecht, and it's 0-2. Two down in the fourth inning, tying run at the dish with Raylan Heredia at third base, 90 feet away from making this a one-run ballgame. Now it is an 0-2 count to Lou Albrecht with a homer and three RBIs on the season, with all of those ribbies and the homer coming last week in Wednesday morning here at BayCare Ballpark. Nothing in two, the count to Albrecht with two gone here in the fourth inning. Rojas deals. Albrecht hits a bouncer over to short. Namala scoops it up on a pair of hops, flips it over to first in time, and that's going to end the fourth inning. But the Clearwater Threshers get some damage done as they score their first three runs of the game. Those three runs coming on three hits, no errors, and one man left aboard. Raylan Heredia got the big hit of the inning with a two RBI triple, and the Threshers trail 5-3 heading into the fifth.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Christmas comes early in Thresherville this year. Join us for some summertime Yuletide cheer and celebrate Christmas with Santa Finley and the whole gang. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch, presented by Todd's Air Conditioning and Refrigeration. Top of the fifth inning, Threshers now trailing by two after the three-run fourth, and Arjun Namala leads off the fifth with a single out to left field. Another almost from Clearwater as both Bryson Ware and Diego Gonzalez were relatively close to turning that into something. And Namala has back-to-back two-hit games for the Dunedin Blue Jays. He sheds his guards before Joey Votto steps into the batter's box. We take another look. Both of Namala's hits have gone down the line on the third base side as he starts off the fourth with a knock, or the fifth with a knock. First pitch to Joey Votto, fastball narrowly missing outside, and it's 1-0. Votto 1-for-2, strikeout and a 2-RBI single, also scored a run. Votto had a strikeout last game in the third inning. His next at-bat was an RBI single. He led off the game with a strikeout in the first inning and then drove in two runs on a single in his next at-bat in the third. So Votto waiting the 1-0 after learning from his mistakes in the last at-bat. He ropes one down the right field line, and that's a base hit. All the way into the corner goes Heredia as Navan Namala is going to stop at third base with Heredia's throw coming in to the cutoff man, Saltibon. A double from Joey Votto, and after the Threshers put up three runs in the fourth, the Blue Jays get a pair of hits to get their first two runners on here in the fifth inning. Joey Votto, something that Reds fans, I'm sure, have seen him do hundreds of times, just roping a ball down the right field line. Ends up on second with a double. Now the Threshers infield is in with runners on second and third and nobody out in the fifth inning. Now the cleanup man, Nicholas Deschamps, comes up to the plate. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third as he takes the slider in the dirt for ball number one. Still the bullpen's empty for Clearwater with Gage Stanifer up and warming in Dunedin's section of the left field pen. Russo has now thrown 75 pitches with 51 over for strikes. Four innings of work, 8 Ks for Russo. Now the 1-0, Deschamps tips one foul into the glove of Hediger, and the count evens at 1-1. Votto is on second, Namala on third, with nobody out here in the fifth inning, and the Threshers infield drawn in to try and prevent an easy run. Next pitch, cut on a missed, fastball blown by Deschamps, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes the count. Still no one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Threshers with three runs in the fourth. Dunedin with all five of theirs in the third. Now it is a 1-2 count to Deschamps. Russo sets from the rubber. He fires home. 1-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Deschamps out in front of the fastball, and Luke Russo has tied his career high in strikeouts for the second straight start. 9 Ks to start off the month of July for Luke Russo, and here is strikeout number 9. Fastball this time, tailing away from Deschamps as he misses for the first out in the fifth inning. That will bring up Gene Joseph, who had a 3-run home run, and now ropes one down the left field line for a base knock. Namala scores. Votto waved around third. He'll come home and score. Joseph slides in a second just ahead of the tag by Devin Saltibon. And the Blue Jays get two back on the double. Their lead now back up to 4 at 7-3. Two RBIs for Joseph. He has 5 on the game so far and is halfway to the cycle despite striking out on 3 pitches in his first at bat. Almost was out at second base as Shaver pumped in a great throw from left. So now it's 7-3 with one gone in the fifth inning. First pitch, Toman fouls back the fastball, and it's 0-1. And surprisingly, no one up and warming in the Threshers' bullpen. 7 runs allowed by Luke Russo is his new career high. Previous coming in, Bradenton with 5 in a ballgame. 0-1 now to Toman. Fastball catching the zone upstairs, and it's 0-2. O2 the count to Toman. Man on second is Joseph with two gone here in the top fifth. Russo sets himself up from the first base side of the rubber. And he deals. Breaking ball, missing low and away, looking for the chase, but he doesn't get it with the bender. And now the count comes back up to 1-2. One ball, two strikes the count. One gone here in the top of the fifth. Threshers trail by four. Toman hits a grounder back up the middle. Ware's got it. Scoops it up and flips it to first for the second out of the fifth inning. But Gene Joseph advances to third on the ground ball out. So Bryson Ware looks routine and solid base running from the Blue Jays. Keeps a runner on third. So there's two gone for Jeuni Munoz, who's 0 for 2 today, strikeout and a flyout. First pitch to Munoz is a slider up in the zone for a called strike. 0-1 the count, two gone, two runs already across here in the fifth inning. Five in the third, two so far in the fifth with two outs and an 0-1 count to Jeuni Munoz. He taps a sinker foul. That gets behind home plate. Count drops to 0-2. Nothing into the count, two gone in the fifth. Leading off of third base is Gene Joseph. Here's the 0-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Luke Russo has punched out 10, including two in the sixth inning, as he ends the fifth with a strikeout after the Blue Jays put up a pair of runs. And another look at the bender from Luke Russo as he becomes the second Threshers pitcher to strike out 10 in a game this season. However, the Threshers trail 7-3 heading into the bottom fifth.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
For just $25 the whole year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at BayCare Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt. Register today and learn more at ThreshersBaseball.com. Gage Stanifer coming up to the plate, 19th rounder by the Blue Jays in 2022 out of Westfield High School near Indianapolis in Indiana. He had seven starts and 11 overall appearances for the Complex League Blue Jays last year and has made nine starts so far in Dunedin. He comes in after four innings of Kendry Rojas and starts off Avery Owusu-Asidu with a sinker for ball number one. Kendry won't get a win today. He also won't get the loss. Three runs allowed on four hits, one walk and three strikeouts in four innings of work for Kendry. He exits the game with Dunedin in the lead, 7-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. Owusu-Asidu shrugs away a slider inside, and it's 2-0 to the Threshers center fielder. He fouled out to the shortstop in his only other at-bat after homering in his final at-bat of yesterday's loss. He takes a sinker here for a called strike one. Stanifer in his 10th outing of the season. 2-1 to Suicidu. The sinker misses, and it's 3-1. This year, Stanifer is 2-2 in 9 starts, 4.64 ERA in 33 innings of work with 33 strikeouts and 22 walks. 3-1, and the breaking ball dips below the zone, and the first batter Stanifer faces heads to first on a leadoff walk. Threshers still trailing by 4. We are just past the halfway point here in Clearwater with the Blue Jays leading the Threshers by a 7-3 margin. Diego Gonzalez back up to the plate for the Threshers. He takes a sinker inside for a called strike one. Gonzalez 0-for-2 today. Fly out and a ground out for the Threshers' third baseman. Owusu Asidu, second on the Threshers in steals with 11, leads off of first as Gonzalez takes a sinker low to bring up the 1-1 count to Lou Albrecht. Or sorry, to Diego Gonzalez. I just can't see. 1-1, one strike, the count. Stanifer deals. Gonzalez out in front of the slider, and it's 1-2. 7-3 the score, bottom fifth of the inning, as the Threshers looking for some offense here in the middle innings. It's a 1-2 count to Diego Gonzalez. Extending his lead is Owusu Asidu. Gonzalez hits a high fly ball deep out to right field. Munoz going back, makes the catch on the run for the first out of the fifth inning. So Gonzalez, two pretty nicely hit balls down that right field line, but both of them ended up in the awaiting glove of a Blue Jays outfielder. So one down and one on for the Threshers here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and that'll bring up Devin Saltaban, who singled and scored back in the fourth. Man on first is Owusu Asidu. He is still staying put as the sinker misses low to Saltaban, 1-0. The count. The pitch to Saltaban, slider outside and low. It's 2-0. The count. Extending his lead off of first is Owusu Asidu. Wheeling and firing is Stanifer, as Saltaban is back in safely. 2-0 the count. Owusu Asidu is back safely. Saltaban's at the dish, facing the 2-0. Takes the sinker low for a called strike one. It's 2-1. Finley back to hyping up the fans. 2-1 count to Saltaban. Just a great day for baseball here in Clearwater, despite the fact the Threshers are losing. Ropes one into left field as Saltaban, and that's going to fall for a base hit. Staying on second base is Owusu Asidu. And now the Threshers have two aboard with one out in the fifth as Saltaban has recorded singles for the second consecutive at bat. That'll bring up Bryson Ware as we take another look. Fastball down the middle by Stanifer. And now there are two on with one out. Ware waits the pitch, takes the breaking ball to the outside corner for the called strike. He walked and scored in the fourth inning and flied out to right back in the first. 0-1 is the count. The pitch, cut on a miss, slider gets by him, 0-2. The count to Ware. Still just one out coming on the Gonzalez fly out in the last at bat. Now Ware, swing and a miss, there's strike three. Slider from Stanifer for his first strikeout of the day. And that is the second out of the ninth inning. First pitch now to Dakota Katowski here in the bottom fifth. Dakota checks his swing, but it didn't look like he went around. They're saying he did, though, and it's 0-1. Fastball to the outer edge of the zone, and it's 0-2. Katowski struck out in the second, singled, stole a base, and scored in the fourth inning. And now faces an 0-2 on the Phillies' newest reliever, Gage Stanifer. 0-2 slider missing inside. It's a 1-2 count now to Chobby Alonso. One and two is the count. On first base is Saltaban. Second is Owusu Asidu. So great speed on the base pass. Not going to matter, though, as Katowski swings and misses on the slider. Threshers get a walk and a hit, but still trail the Blue Jays by two runs. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two men left aboard. And we're through five here in Clearwater with the Blue Jays leading the Threshers 7-3.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Stick around post-game on Friday nights. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar. Our next Friday home game is July 19th versus the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch. Jonathan Petit will throw out the first pitch of the sixth inning, replacing Luke Russo, who had three different career highs tonight, one of them being his 10 strikeouts, which is a great career high to have. The other two, not so much. Nine hits, seven runs allowed in five innings for Russo. He is currently in line for the loss with the Threshers trailing 7-3 against Dunedin in the top of the sixth. First pitch from Petit is smashed foul by Christian Feliz. Ends up just to the right of the foul pole out in right field, and it's an 0-1 count. Feliz is 1-for-2 on the day, singled and scored in the third, flied out to right, leading off the fourth. 0-1 coming from Jonathan Petit, who has pitched out of the bullpen this year after starting for much of last year. Changeup missing outside, it's 1-1. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's a 1-2 count. Petit, fastball that hits up to 95, slider and a changeup, the three pitches at the 23-year-old out of Nagua, Venezuela, will offer to the Blue Jays. Fastball there misses low to Feliz, and it's 2-2. Scoreless inning on Saturday for the Threshers. 24 and a third innings pitched this season with a 5.92 ERA. Sinker slid foul by Feliz. It's 2-2. 2-1 is the record for Petit. He has one save and one chance as well. after coming down from Jersey Shore at the end of April. Now the 2-2. Fastball fouled back, and the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Feliz, Arnold, and Arias will be the first three that Petit will face in tonight's contest. He's got a 2-2 on Feliz. The pitch. Slapped foul. It stays 2-2. Three straight two-strike pitches fouled away by the Blue Jays' designated hitter. Two-two, wave and a whiff, strike three. Sinker snuck by Feliz down the plate, and Jonathan Petit has his first strikeout of the day. Threshers 11th as a squad. Take another look. Feliz just didn't expect that one to be right over the plate. Late swing, and Petit gets the first out. Curveball missing outside to Bryce Arnold starts him off with an 0-1 count. Cut on a miss on the slider, and it is 1-1. Arnold was hit by a pitch and scored in the third inning, then struck out swinging in his next at bat in the fourth. He pops up the 1-1 behind home plate. Hediger going all the way back to the backstop, ranging back to make the catch as he secures the pop-up for the second out of the sixth inning. 7-3 the score in favor of Dunedin as Victor Arias comes up for the fourth time tonight. Blue Jays have 7 runs on 9 hits and an error. Threshers 3 runs on 5 hits as they trail by 4. With 2 outs in the top of the sixth. Jonathan Petit aims to keep it that way as he's got Arias, who was 1-for-3 today. Fastball missing low, and it's a 1-0 count to the Blue Jays center fielder. Arias can play all over the outfield out in center here tonight. Ground ball foul, and it's 1-1. One and one to Arias, who is 1-for-3 on the day. Singled in the third, struck out in the first, and grounded out to second in the fourth. 1-1, fastball just missing outside, and it's 2-1. Two gone in the top of the sixth. Threshers trail by 4. They did put up 3 runs in the fourth inning and are hoping to have another couple of innings like that. 2-1, swing and a miss. Hefty hack from Arias, thought the changeup from Petit was a fastball, and the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Petit deals. Fastball upstairs. Count goes full. Payoff pitch. Petit fires home. Arias hits a high fly ball out to left field. Shaver is there. Camps underneath it. Reaches over to make the catch for the final out of a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Good start to Jonathan Petit's night. His second consecutive scoreless inning. Keeps the game at 7-3 heading into the bottom six.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baker Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Gage Stanifer still on the hill for Dunedin. 1-2-3 inning from Jonathan Petit in the last inning. And the Threshers still trail by four. Caden Hediger slams the first pitch he sees in the bottom of the sixth. Deep out to center field. Onto the warning track goes Arias, and he makes the catch. Caden Hediger gave that one a ride. And one pitch, one out to start off the sixth inning. Now Raylan Heredia coming up to the plate. He moved into a tie for fourth in the league with his fourth triple of the season. And he drove in two runs for Clearwater. One for two on the day is Raylan as he awaits the first pitch. Fastball zips outside, and it's 1-0. 7-3 the score. Blue Jays lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nine hits for Dunedin, five for the Threshers as Heredia swings and misses for a strike. Next pitch to Heredia is a fastball outside, and the count goes up to 2-1. Heredia, Shaver, and Albrecht, the next three up for Clearwater, as Heredia swings and misses at the slider to bring the count even to 2-2. One out already in the sixth as Hediger went out on a deep drive to start off the ball game. Now it's 2-2 to Raylan Heredia. Stanifer winds, kicks, and fires. 2-2 pitch, low, but called strike three on the sinking fastball. Third K of the day for Stanifer. First out of the sixth inning. Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a strike, but it's fine. Two gone. And now A.J. Shaver comes up to the plate, ground out and a strikeout in his first two ABs of the ballgame. First pitch, a slider in for a called strike to Shaver, 0-1. Threshers trail by four, bottom of the sixth inning, two outs, and the fastball just misses outside to A.J., one ball and one strike. And now we have a special guest in the booth, Finley, coming in to commiserate about how angry all of us are about the Threshers losing. 7-3 is the score. It's a 1-2 count to Shaver, who is 0-2 today. And Finley is crying a little bit. 1-2, outside corner, called strike three, as two strikeouts looking and the sixth inning. 1-2-3 frame for Clearwater. I think Finley's seen enough. And we'll head to the seventh. Threshers 3, Dunedin 7. Seventh inning next.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Don't forget, Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game here at BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Our next Taps and Tacos Night is unfortunately not until August, when the 1st of August comes around and the Threshers take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch, and it looks like I will be having dreams about Moe's until August the 1st. Jonathan Petit starts off the seventh inning with a fastball for a strike. 0-1 the count to Arjun Namala, who has four hits in two games this series for Dunedin. 0-1, Namala swings and misses at the curveball, and it's 0-2. And you got to think a lot of Dunedin's future success this season is predicated on Arjun Namala. He had a tough first half. Four homers, 10 RBIs in the first half of the season, hitting well under 200 for Dunedin. Now he hits a high fly ball out to right center field. Heredia and Owusu-Asidu on their horse, but it's Avery Owusu-Asidu gliding into right center to get the first out of the seventh inning. And a former first-round pick, Arjun Namala, is going to head back to the dugout after the fly out. So one gone, and now Joey Votto comes up in the seventh inning with the Blue Jays leading 7-3. Fastball low, and it's a 1-0 count. Votto's 2-for-3, two runs, two RBIs, and a double. He had to leave the Reds in the offseason, team that he played his entire major league career with, as Votto takes a fastball outside to make it 2-0. One of the late signings of a pretty stunted free agency period in the major leagues. And Votto expressed his exuberance of signing with his first favorite team, his hometown Toronto Blue Jays. 3-0 count now to Votto, who is from Toronto in Ontario, Canada. 3-0. He gets the green light, lines one out to left field. Javer leaps, but he can't get there. That one rolls to the wall. Shaver scoops it up, fires into the throw to second base, but Votto stands up with his second double in a row. Can't be too mad at that one if you're Jonathan Petit. Fire in the much-needed get-me-over-heater for a strike, and a 13-year big league vet ropes it out to left center field for an opposite field two-bagger. Second double of the game, third hit for Votto, and the 10th for Dunedin, who leads 7-3 with a man on second and one out in the top of the seventh inning. That'll bring up Nicholas Deschamps, who is 0-for-2, but 0-for-3, two strikeouts, but he reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third inning. 0-1 the count to Deschamps, another Canadian native, but he was probably an Expos fan for a short time growing up from Quebec City, where Montreal is the capital of that Canadian province of Quebec. 1-1 is the count to Deschamps now. Though Nicholas Deschamps, born in 2002, just 2 years before the Expos ended as a franchise and ended up becoming the Washington Nationals. Fastball outside, it's a 2-1 count to Deschamps, who takes the heater away. Threshers actually just came from a place the Expos used to call home in spring training over in Jupiter, Florida. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, spring training home of the Expos from the beginning of its opening in 1998 until 2002. Now it's a 3-1 count to Deschamps, who has struck out twice today. He's got Votto on second with one gone in the top of the seventh inning as Petit fires home. Fastball, I am not sure that missed, but that's ball four. looked to me like it was over the outside corner. But Dylan Reeves has a much closer view than I do behind home plate. Caden Hediger comes out from behind home plate, calling out the signals to his defense. Is certainly a close pitch. From that angle, maybe Dylan Reeves had a point, but the key word there is maybe. Top of the seventh inning, and Gene Joseph comes up with RBIs, multiple RBIs in each of his last two at-bats. 2-for-3 on the day as he swings and pops the first pitch curveball foul, 0-1. Three-run homer in the third inning and a two-run double in the fifth. So Joseph has provided five runs to Dunedin. The Threshers have scored three. He is the difference in tonight's contest as he faces the 0-1. Two on, one out, pitch popped up again. This one going foul towards the press box and out of play. Now the count's 0-2. Nothing into the count to Joseph, who went down on three straight pitches in the second inning before tagging Russo for five more RBIs with a three-run third-inning homer and a two-run fifth-inning double. 0-2. Fastball at the knees for a called strike three. Jonathan Petit just painting on the low part of the zone gets the strikeout for out number two in the seventh. Second K of the day for Petit as we get another look. Fastball inside corner at the knees. Great pitch from Petit. 95 on the gun for the second out of the seventh. One out away from the stretch, and the switch hitting Tucker Thoman comes up to the plate, taking a curveball right down the middle for a called strike one. 0-1 the count to Thoman, who singled in the third, but is 1-for-3 on the day with a strikeout coming in the second inning. 0-1 to Thoman now. Petit deals. Fastball tipped into the mitt of Hediger, and it's 0-2. Nothing into the count for the second straight at bat. Two on, two outs in the top seventh. Petit fires home. Fastball missing outside, and it's a 1-2 count. Deschamps on first, Votto on second, and a 1-2 count to Tucker Thoman with two gone in the seventh inning. Two on the pitch clock, Petit fires, fastball, misses outside. Hediger drops it on the transfer, but it's not enough to coax the runners into trying to move over. 2-2, still the count to Thoman. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Petit sets from the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. One of the pitch clock he deals. Thoman rolls one. Is it going to stay fair? Yes, it is. In foul territory off the wall and left. Votto is coming home. He will score. And a great throw from Shaver keeps Deschamps at third. Two strikes on Thoman. He rolls a double down the left field line to make it 8-3 in favor of Dunedin. Deschamps to third. Thoman to second with the RBI. And the Blue Jays now lead by five runs, and that ball was teetering on the edge of fair territory as Caden Hediger joins Gustavo Armas on the mound for the mound visit. So we'll look at the Florida State League scoreboard. Wet grounds in Tampa at Steinbrenner Field, so the Tarpons and Flying Tigers will have a doubleheader in Tampa's Independence Day celebration tomorrow, July the 3rd. Bottom of the seventh inning in Daytona, the St. Lucie Mets lead the Tortugas by a 2-1 margin. Fort Myers and Bradenton are all square at Lecom Park with two on and one out in the top of the fifth for the Mighty Muscles. Jupiter leads or trails against the Palm Beach Cardinals in their shared stadium at RDC. 1-0, Palm Beach leads in the top of the seventh. Curveball misses low to Jayuni Munoz to start off his at-bat with a 1-0 count. Still two on, but runners on second and third. Deschamps on third, Thoman on second after his 10th double of the season. drove in Joey Votto, and it's a 2-0 count to Jeuni Munoz, who is 0-for-3 today. Two strikeouts sandwich around a flyout in the third inning. Munoz swings and misses at the curveball. Pardon me. 2-1 the count to Munoz, who has a homer and five RBIs on the season as the Threshers start a righty up in the bullpen. Wild pitch, scoops out of the way of Hediger, flips it to Petit, who's not going to get there in time. And the wild pitch scores Deschamps. It's 9-3 Dunedin. Wild pitch also moves Toman to third base. And it's a 3-1 count to Jeuni Munoz as Deschamps comes in to score. Dunedin lead in the seventh. Sinking fastball at the knees, and the count goes full. The ball gets away from Petit. On the throw back to the mound, Toman comes home to score on what I guess is going to be an 8-2, and it's 10-3. What an awful way to score another run. On the throw back to the bag, Petit just wasn't ready for it. Ball bounced and got away from him. And the Threshers can't catch a break tonight. 3-2 pitch fouled off, and the count stays full. That's a walk, ball four. So the seventh inning continues. Threshers looked ready to get out of the inning unscathed. First pitch to Feliz, popped up foul. Gonzalez sprinting towards the wall. That one lands in the seats, foul and out of play. 0-1 the count. Oh-1-2 Feliz. Munoz on first. Threshers trail by seven. Petit deals. Fastball up and away, and it's 1-1. One and one to Feliz. High fly ball popped up in foul territory and out of play as that one goes to the seats over the Threshers' dugout. And the count drops to 1-2 for Christian Feliz. One, two count to Feliz now. Munoz on second with two away. Petit trying to end the inning. The pitch, fastball outside, 2-2. Three runs so far in the inning. Two of them are earned. And now the 2-2. A rope shot out to right field and out of the ballpark. And the Blue Jays piling on in the seventh. Two-run blast is the 11th on the year from Christian Feliz, and they take a 9-run lead at 12-3. RBIs number 27 and 28. For Christian Feliz, second five-run inning of the ball game for Dunedin, as that was a no-doubter. And now acting manager Michael Jones will come out to the mound to end Jonathan Petit's night after two-thirds of an inning. Infield converges on the mound. Kettiger comes out as well, as Jonathan Petit will hand off the baseball to the acting manager. 12-3 the lead for Dunedin. Two outs, bases clear in the top of the seventh as a new pitcher will enter the fray for Clearwater.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games, with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at Bay Care Ballpark. We have double our Fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Josh Bortko, the new pitcher for the Threshers. Clearwater down 12-3 with two outs in the top seven. First pitch to Bryce Arnold is a slider upstairs, starting Bortko's night off 1-0. Line complete for Petit, not in line for decision, but another tough outing for the Threshers righty. Slider by the swinging bat of Arnold, it's 1-1. Two-thirds of an inning, four earned runs, five total on three hits for Petit. Two walks, two strikeouts, and now a 12-3 lead for Dunedin. Fastball upstairs, but a called strike two to Bryce Arnold, who is 0-2, hit by a pitch and scored in the third. One ball, two strikes the count. Bortka sets himself up and fires. 1-2, high fly ball out to right field. Heredia drifts over towards the foul line, makes the catch on the run, and the seventh inning is finally over. All five runs charged to Jonathan Petit in the seventh. Five runs, four earned, four hits, one error, and nobody left aboard. Dunedin leads Clearwater 12-3 heading into the bottom seventh.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Third Threshers fans 55 and older can join our Silver Sharks Club. Silver Sharks Club, nice, for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks can also park for free on Wednesday games, so register today at threshersbaseball.com. Gage Staniford still out for Dunedin. Comfortable 9-run lead for the Blue Jays here in the bottom seventh. Lou Albrecht takes a fastball upstairs. He is 0-for-2, but reached on an error in the third, threatening to end his five-game on-base streak in his sixth game of the season. 1-0 the count to Albrecht, leading off the bottom of the seventh against Gage Staniford, who pumps in the sinker for a called strike on the outside corner. Two shutout innings so far for Staniford, 32 pitches, 20 for strikes, 4 Ks in 2 innings of work. Albrecht hits a slow roller towards second base, scooped up by Arnold. He fires to first, Votto squeezes, and that's the first out of the seventh inning. Now Avery Owusu-Asidu comes up to the plate. A walk in his last at-bat. He is 0-for-1. Around this time yesterday, he hit his fifth home run of the season. A solo blast out to left field. Threshers lost 9-4 last night, and they're losing 12-3 tonight against Dunedin. One gone in the seventh, the pitch. Fastball upstairs to Owusu-Asidu, and it's 1-0. The count. Staniford winds and fires. Curveball almost gets Owusu-Asidu, but it misses inside for a 2-0 count. The count and the pitch. Fastball upstairs. 3-0. Owusu-Asidu is exactly the guy the Threshers need on the base pass right now. They just need all of the runs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 3-0 the count. Threshers with their largest deficit since the beginning of June in Bradenton as Owusu-Asidu stands still for the get-me-over fastball that crosses to make it 3-1. Next pitch, called strike on the sinker, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, the count to Owusu-Asidu. With one gone in the bottom seventh. Full count after Owusu-Asidu was started off 3-0. The pitch from Staniford. Tapped foul, and the count stays full at 3-2. Diego Gonzalez waiting in the wings, hoping to come up with a man on base as Owusu-Asidu has a full count with one gone in the bottom seventh. Payoff pitch sliced high in the air and foul behind home plate. And towards the Swedes, it's still 3-2. Fans clap as an older gentleman gives the baseball to a very excited young fan. Payoff pitch, Owusu-Asidu hits a high fly ball out to right field. Going back towards the wall, leaping is Munoz, and he drops it. It rolls into the corner as Owusu-Asidu heads for third. Throw comes in at first base, and Avery Owusu-Asidu stands up at third with a one-out triple. Jaoni Munoz almost made an incredible catch out in right field. Owusu-Asidu gave this one a ride, and look how close Munoz came to a wall-climbing catch. Ended up rolling over to the wall, and Avery Owusu-Asidu easily in at third with a three-bagger. So one gone and a man on third for Clearwater as Diego Gonzalez comes up to the plate. First of two chances for the Threshers to drive in the run. First pitch to Diego is a slider to the outside corner for a called strike. Gonzalez 0-for-3 today. 2 flyouts to right and a double play. Fastball upstairs, barely gloved by Deschamps, and it's 1-1 with Avery Owusu-Asidu remaining on third. 1 ball, 1 strike, the count. 1 out here in the bottom seventh. 12-3 the lead for Dunedin as Staniford rocks and fires. Curveball missing outside, and it's 2-1. Threshers had a six-run deficit against Bradenton last Sunday, erased in the ninth, and they sent the game to 10 innings as Gonzalez swings over the top of a slider and misses 2-2. They have not come back and won from more than a three-run deficit this season. And that is certainly something they will want to shake heading playoffs. But now it's just a time for working things out, getting guys reps with a playoff spot already clinched for Clearwater. Fastball up and away to Gonzalez. Back-to-back full counts to the Clearwater Threshers. Owusu-Asidu tripled off the right field wall in the last full count. Now he is on third with one away. 3-2 to Gonzalez. The pitch. Line drive back up the middle. Base hit into center field. Gonzalez has ribby number 7 as Owusu-Asidu walks home. Threshers now trail by 8 on the RBI single from Diego Gonzalez. 12-4 the score as Gonzalez takes that one right back where it came from. Hanging curveball for Diego, rolled up the middle. And now Gage Stanover has surrendered his first run with one out in the seventh inning. Now Devin Saltabon coming up to the plate, one hit shy of tying his home career high with 3. He had a 4-hit game in Jupiter during the clinching series. Now has a 1-0 count as the slider misses outside. 2 singles and a run for Saltabon. Now the 1-0. Fastball way upstairs, and it's 2-0. Gonzalez on first, 2-for-2 in stolen bases, but the Threshers have yet to try stealing a base so far tonight. Mound visit as Nicholas Deschamps comes out, and as soon as it starts, the mound visit is over. Good news, at least in the major leagues. Phillies lead the Cubs 2-0 at Wrigley Field in the top of the second inning. Man on second and Bryson Stott at the dish for Philly with 2 outs. 2-0 the count to Saltabon with Gonzalez on first. Votto holding him on. Fastball just catching the outside corner. And it's a 2-1 count now to Saltabon. The 2-1 is hit back up the middle for a base hit. Gonzalez will only take one base on the single as Saltabon has his third hit of the day. His third time this season where Saltabon has recorded 3 or more hits in a ball game as he gets the 1-out single in the second to put 2 aboard for Clearwater. Right into right center field. Now Bryson Ware comes up to the plate with a run scored already today. Saltabon on first, Gonzalez on second for the Threshers. Two very good runners with a power-hitting bat at the plate. First pitch to Ware is a slider that misses upstairs, 1-0 the count. Ware with one RBI already this series, came on a double last night. Now it's a 1-0 count as Stanifer deals. Fastball upstairs, and it's 2-0. Back-to-back 2-0 counts from Gage Stanifer. Saltabon got on first after the 2-1. The count. One gone and two on for the Threshers here in the bottom seventh. The pitch. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 2-1. Ware takes a slider low and away, and it's 3-1. Stanifer in danger of loading the bases, so the Blue Jays are starting to warm a man up. A right-hander, it looks like, out in the left field pep. 3-1 to Ware, 2-on, 1-out in the seventh. Threshers have already scored a run in this inning. 3-1 to Ware now. Swing and a miss. Now it's 3-2 as he goes after the high fastball swinging underneath it. The 3-2 is the count to Bryson Ware. Two on, one out. Threshers down by eight. The pitch below the knees on the sinking fastball for ball number four. And now the bases are loaded with one out in the seventh inning. Gonzalez to third. Saltaban to second. Bryson Ware on first with Dakota Katowski now coming up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. And he'll have to wait with Corey Riordan coming out to have a chat with Gage Stanifer. So we'll go over the rest of the Major League scores. Still 2-0 Phillies. Michael Mercado, member of the Phillies spring breakout team, getting his first big league start. Going up against Christopher Morel, leading off the bottom of the second with the Phillies leading by two. White Sox and Guardians square at six in the top of the eighth in Cleveland, with the Red Sox beating the Marlins 7-3 in the top of the eighth. Joey Votto's former team, Cincinnati Reds, have a 5-0 lead against the Yankees after a 5-run fifth inning. Top of the sixth now in the Bronx. 7-4 lead for the Cardinals over the Pirates, bottom of the seventh in Pittsburgh. Mets trail the Nationals 2-1 in the top of the eighth in our nation's capital. Toronto Blue Jays lead the Astros 7-5, top of the sixth north of the border in Toronto. First pitch to Katowski misses upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. In Atlanta, Giants and Braves are tied at 2 in the top of the 5th. Twins lead the Tigers 2-0 through 4 innings of work. Rangers lead the Padres in Texas in the bottom of the 2nd inning. 1-0 cut on a miss, and it's 1-1. Bottom of the 2nd in Kansas City, Rays lead the Royals 1-0. And the Brewers and Rockies are just about to get started, with a 9:40 start slated in an hour for the Angels and A's, as well as Orioles and Mariners, as Katowski goes around on a half swing, missing on the sinker to make it 1-2. Last game to start of the night, Dodgers hosting the Diamondbacks at 10-10. 12-4 the score, bottom of the seventh inning, bases loaded for the Threshers. Katowski holds up on the swing, and widely so. Sinker misses inside and evens the count at 2-2. High fly ball into shallow left field. Gonzalez tracks back as the catch is made by Joseph. He dummies the tag as the sacrifice now off the table on the fly out to left field for the second out in the seventh inning. So two away now, and now Caden Hediger coming up once again with the bases loaded. Threshers left the bases loaded twice in yesterday's loss. 13 runs left aboard for Clearwater as Caden Hediger is replaced by Jared Thomas. Going for the lefty bat against the righty Stanifer, even though Hediger is a switch hitter. But it could mean that we'll get a new pitcher with Josh Bortka finishing off the top of the seventh inning, but a new catcher coming into the game. Thomas pops up a sinker foul, and it's 0-1. The count to Thomas. Bases loaded, two outs. Threshers need these runs to come in as they trail by eight. 0-1. High fly ball from Thomas out to left field. Drifting towards foul territory is Joseph. Right on the foul line, he makes the catch, and the Threshers leave him loaded in the seventh inning. They do get one run, though. Triple by Owusu Asidu and an RBI knock from Diego Gonzalez. One run, three hits, no errors, three left aboard. 12-4 the score. Blue Jays lead heading into the eighth.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Jared Thomas stays in as the catcher for the Threshers. Josh Bortka stays in as the pitcher. Normally, when the catcher is substituted, the pitchers will change, but due to injuries and call-ups, the Threshers are pretty thin on bullpen arms right now. First pitch from Bortka starts off the eighth inning with a slider for a called strike to Victor Arias. ...0-1 to Arias, top of the order for the Blue Jays in the top of the eighth. Fastball upstairs, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike the count. Bortka deals. 1-1, slow roller, high bouncer towards first base. Katowski's got it. He'll have to race the bag, and he gets there just in time, beating Arias on the short run to first base for the three unassisted and first out in the eighth inning. That was not an easy play just in terms of the high speed from Victor Arias. He was hustling down the line. Katowski able to pick the ball up right next to first base and make a quick move to get the tag for the out. One gone here in the eighth inning. Arjun Namala comes up 2-for-4 with a run scored. He sends a towering fly ball out to right field. Heredia calls off everybody, but he drops the baseball on the running catch. Looked like an easy play for Heredia, but the ball appeared to bounce off of the heel of his glove as Namala makes it to second base. That's just a tough break for the Threshers as Heredia looked like he had that one on the run. That'll end up as the Threshers' second error as an E9 brings Namala to first base. First error of the season for Raylan Heredia puts Namala on the second base bag. Threshers have two in the ballgame and trail by eight in the top of the eighth inning. Joey Votto will be replaced by Edward Duran. Should be a straight swap with Duran coming in as the second catcher for the Dunedin Blue Jays. He had a couple hits in yesterday's win. Three hits, three runs, two ribbies for Joey Votto. He looks every bit ready to make the jump back up to AAA and honestly probably should just go right to the Blue Jays major league team. 1-0 is the count now to Duran. Pinch hitting with 19 RBIs on the season. 1-0 pitch. Fastball sliced foul and it's 1-1. One out, one on. The pitch from Bortka. Slider outside, it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, the count. One on, one out in the top of the eighth inning. Fortka sets and deals. Slice foul by Duran, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. 10 seconds on the pitch clock as Bortka gears up for the put-away pitch. Here's the 2-2 as Bortka scans the bases and fires. Sliced foul again by Duran. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the top of the eighth inning. Bortka deals. Slider almost gets Duran. He drops the bat as the curveball slips out of the hand of Bortka and almost gets Edward Duran in the head. Full count now to the pinch hitter as we take another look. This was pretty close. You could see that ball only missed the top of Duran's helmet by inches. Payoff pitch coming from Bortka. One out, 3-2. Fouled away again. Duran had a 10-pitch walk in the second inning. Went 2 for 3 with an RBI, reaching four times in five plate appearances last night. Payoff again. Oh, goodness. That got him in the middle of the helmet, and that's got to hurt. Edward Duran still on his feet, but down next to home plate. The Blue Jays trainer, Luke Green, coming out to check on him, as he should when anyone gets hit in the helmet. Looks like it got him on the bill of the helmet. So Bortka hits Duran by accident with one out and two strikes on the pinch hitter. We'll see if he can continue. And Duran getting up to a well-deserved ovation from the Threshers faithful. No one wants to see an injury, especially a head injury. And Duran will be walked down to first baseline. And we'll see if he goes to the dugout. Gustavo Armas will come out to have a chat with Josh Bortka just to settle him down after that scary moment as Duran will head towards first base. And it looks like he's going to stay in the ballgame. So good for him as Duran toughs out through a hit-by pitch as the mound visit concludes on the hill for the Threshers. So, two on and one out now. Duran on first, Namala remaining on second. With one out in the top of the eighth inning. Threshers shifted... for the double play as the left-hand hitting Nicholas Deschamps comes up to the plate. He swings and misses out in front of the sinking fastball, and it's 0-1. He walked and scored in the eighth inning, reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third. His other two at-bats were both strikeouts against Luke Russo. 0-1 is the count as Bortka sets up, glances over at second and deals. 0-1, high chopper back up the middle. Bortka can't get there. Saltaban can't either, but it's bounced off the plate, and that's going to bail the Threshers out. Nick Deschamps still in the batter's circle as it went off of either his foot or home plate, sending the runners back to first and second. We'll get another look. See just about where this hit. Deschamps hit off the bat and off his front foot. So it's an 0-2 count now to Nick Deschamps. Duran on first, Namala on second with one gone in the top of the eighth. Eight-run lead for Dunedin, the 0-2. Called, strike three. slider on the outside edge, and Josh Borka cuts down to Shams, which hit with his first strikeout of the eighth inning. Take another look as Borka just painted this onto the outside corner. Good pitch from Borka for his first K of the day, and a much needed second out in the top of the eighth inning. Two way for Gene Joseph, who has five ribbies tonight, and takes a slider for ball number one. One oh to Joseph, three run homer, two run double, sandwiched by two strikeouts. He's 2-for-4. 1-0 pitch. Fastball, laser beam out to left center field. That's going to drop in for a run. Namala is going to score from second base, and Duran held it third with a single for Gene Joseph, producing his sixth RBI of the day. 13-4 is the score for the Dunedin Blue Jays. That run will be unearned with Namala reaching on an error, and a really good job by Owusu Asidu to hold that not only to just one run, but just to a single for Gene Joseph. Namala scores. On to third base is Duran, and it's 13-4 in favor of Dunedin. Two away for Tucker Thoman, who drove in a run on a double, scored on an error back in the seventh inning. First pitch. Thoman swings and misses a ball in the dirt. It kicks away from Thomas, but not far enough to coax the runner home. Edward Duran remains on third base. Gene Joseph on first. And it's an 0-1 count to Tucker Thoman, who swung at a pitch low. 13-4 is the score here in Clearwater. And the count's 0-1. Breaking ball over for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Nothing into the count, two on, two outs. Runners on the corners for Dunedin. Borka sets, and the 0-2. Low on the curveball, it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. The pitch. Hit on the ground, base hit into right field. Another run scores, 14-4 Dunedin, as Duran comes home easily on Toman's second straight RBI and third hit of the ball game. 10-run lead for the Blue Jays with two outs in the eighth inning. Let's take a look. Hanging curveball just past the diving glove of Saltaban, and that's going to be it for Josh Borka. He's gone one inning full with two outs still left in the eighth inning. Borka will exit the game, and the Threshers will bring a new reliever out of their bullpen. 14-4 the score, two outs and two on in the top of the eighth for Dunedin.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal.
If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite Minor League Baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games.
New pitcher is Luis Avila, who only has one unearned run to his name so far. Starts off with Jeunly Munoz, who takes a fastball outside and low. Ball number one. 14-4 the score. Two outs and two on in the top of the eighth inning. Gene Joseph on second, Tucker Thoman on first, each coming off of RBI singles. 1-0. Fastball in the dirt, and it's 2-0. Munoz walked and scored back in the seventh inning. And is 0 for 3 today with two strikeouts. He now faces a 2-0 from Avila, with the Threshers trailing by 10. 2-0 pitch. Fastball hit on a line right to the shortstop, and Bryson Ware makes the catch on a line to mercifully end the eighth inning. Two runs, one earned for the Blue Jays, coming on two hits, one error for Clearwater, and two men left aboard. 14-4 is the score as Dunedin leads the Threshers heading into the bottom eight.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite Minor League Baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
J.J. Sanchez is the new pitcher for the Dunedin Blue Jays after three innings of Gage Stanifer, who is likely in line for the win. Edward Duran remains in the game at first base, replacing Joey Votto officially. Great to see him stay in the game after being struck in the bill of a helmet with a fastball by Josh Bortka. J.J. Sanchez starts off for Heredia with a fastball outside, and it's a 1-0 count to Raylan Heredia, the Threshers' right fielder. Sanchez, the lefty, starts off the 1-0, way outside on the sinker. It's 2-0 to Heredia. Sanchez, a four-pitch mix, sinker, slider, fastball, and a changeup, was signed as an undrafted free agent out of Southeastern University in Lakeland in 2023. Slider missing, and it's a 3-0 count to Heredia. Debuted with the Blue Jays last year in Dunedin. Thought that was a walk, but the fastball just got over the plate for a strike to Heredia, who is 1-for-3 with a 2-RBI triple. 3-1 the count now to Raylan. 14-4 the lead for the Blue Jays in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch fouled off on the sinker, 3-2. Sanchez making his first appearance of the season against the Threshers for Dunedin. He's got a full count. Fastball on the outside corner for a called strike three. One gone in the eighth inning. Sanchez is making his 21st appearance of the season for Dunedin. He's gone now 27 and a third with a 3 earned run average and a 1-4 record. One out in the eighth. A.J. Shaver coming up to the plate 0-3 on the day. First pitch to Shaver is a fastball that misses outside for a 1-0 count. 2 Ks and a ground out for A.J., who's out in left field. 1-0 the count to Shaver. The lefty Sanchez kicks and fires. High fly ball out to right field. Munoz drifting to his left. Stops, camps, catches. There's the second out of the eighth inning. Two gone for Lou Albrecht, who has likely one last chance to extend his on-base streak to 6 as he has reached in each of his previous 5 games for the Clearwater Threshers. During the on-base streak, Luke Albrecht is 6-for-18. Now has dropped to 6-for-21 with his 0-for-3 performance in today's game as he takes a slider for ball number one. He had a career-high 3 hits against Dunedin in the Wednesday game of that series, went 3-for-5 in what was his season debut. Now he faces a 2-0 count as Sanchez's sinker misses inside. Albrecht, a 3-run home run on last Wednesday against Bradenton. Now the 2-0. Sliced high in the air and foul out of play down the right field side. It's a 2-1 count. Swing and a miss by Albrecht. Slider by him. It's 2-2. Two gone in the eighth. Threshers trailing by 10. They have not been down by double digits since the beginning of June against Bradenton. 2-2. Cut on a miss. That's strike three. And it's a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Threshers down in order in the eighth. And we head to the ninth inning. 14-4 the score, Dunedin out in front.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Ninth inning, Luis Avila still on for the Threshers, facing Christian Feliz, Bryce Arnold, and Victor Arias. And hopefully that's it in the top of the ninth, because the Threshers are already losing by 10. First pitch to Feliz is a changeup to the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Avila can hit his fastball up to 97. Has allowed one unearned run. That came in extra innings against Bradenton a week ago tomorrow. Swung on a miss by Feliz. Another changeup makes it 0-2. Avila, Venezuela native, 21 years old. Began his career a year ago against the Phillies Red as a member of the Phillies White in the Dominican Summer League. Changeup, 1-2. Shutout inning in his last outing at the end of the Bradenton series with a strikeout. Now the 1-2. High fly ball out to right field. Heredia drifting back towards the warning track. He stops, backpedals, reaches up to make the grab for the first out in the ninth inning. One gone in the ninth. Now Bryce Arnold comes up to the plate. He was hit by a pitch in the third. And he is 0-3. One gone in the ninth. 10-run lead for Dunedin. Fastball missing inside at 95 to Arnold, and it's 1-0. One gone in the top ninth. The pitch from Avila. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Curve evens the count at 1-1. Arnold is hitting 178 on the season. Four homers, 23 RBIs in 2024. Now the 1-1. Curveball again. Same location, same call. Strike number two as Arnold lets the bat rest on his shoulder. Now the 1-2. Fastball outside, 2-2. Two-two pitch. Curveball upstairs. Now the count runs full to Bryce Arnold with Victor Arias waiting in the wings for what will be his sixth bat of the night. Full count to Arnold, who steps out and steps back in. Blue Jays leading 14-4, out hitting the Threshers 14-6. Payoff pitch. Curveball called, strike three, and Arnold knew it. Nasty curve from Avila. That gets Arnold down looking for the second out of the ninth inning. His second K of the week, seventh of the season for the Threshers. Three beautiful curveballs for strikes. The last one landed over the middle of the plate as it looked like it was going to miss upstairs. Swing and a miss. First pitch to Arias, and it's 0-1. Just missing outside on the changeup. It's 1-1. One and two now as the curveball is in for a called strike. Here's the 1-2. Fastball hit in the air out to right field. Heredia on his horse, sprinting. Doesn't look like he's going to get there. He's not. One hopper off the wall. Area stops at second as Owusu Asidu fires into the cutoff man, Saltabon. Hit number 15 for Dunedin is a two-out double by Victor Arias. And the ninth inning rolls on. First hit allowed on the day by Avila. Good fastball, but Arias was ready for it. Second time this season the Threshers have allowed 15 hits in a game. Last time they did it, May the 8th against Tampa. They won that series 4-2. Two outs, a man on second for Arjun Namala, who takes a curve outside for a 1-0 count. He's reached three times, scored twice, but is 2-for-5 as he reached on an error in the eighth inning. One out. Sliced foul, 1-1. One ball, one strike, the count. Avila glances at second. Now he deals. Curveball settles in on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Arias on second. One, two. Curveball popped foul, out of play. Still one and two. One and two is the count. Avila looks at second. 1-2. In the dirt, blocked by Thomas, and staying back at second base is Arias. Two balls, two strikes, the count, two outs here in the ninth. Avila trying for a clean inning as the Threshers are down by 10. 2-2. Fastball inside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Namala awaiting the payoff from Avila with Arias on second. Avila checks the runners, payoff pitch, outside on the slider, and the ninth inning continues. Both of the base runners for Dunedin have come up with two outs. A walk to Namala and a double to Arias. Put on two in the ninth as Gustavo Armas comes out to check on Luis Avila. So we'll check on the Phillies system. Final in Wilmington, 8-6 loss for the Blue Claws. Reading has overtaken the Somerset Patriots, who scored first, but four unanswered runs for the Fighting Phils have them in the lead through eight innings. Scranton Wilkes-Barre is visiting Lehigh Valley. The Iron Pigs lead the Rail Riders 5-2. That'll bring up Edward Duran. Great to see him staying in the ballgame after getting hit in the middle of the helmet in the eighth inning. Two on, two outs. Threshers trailing by 10. The pitch inside, and it's a 1-0 count to Edward Duran. Threshers have not lost by more than 10 runs this season. The last time they lost by 10 runs was on April the 13th against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. 1-0. Curve in the dirt, it's 2-0. Two on and two outs. Arias on second, Namala on first, and a 2-0 count to Ed Duran. 2-0 from Avila. He looks at second. Now he looks back home and he deals. 2-0 pitch inside, and that's ball three. The count. Two on, two outs after a pretty quick first two outs here in the top ninth. The 3-0 pitch, get me over fastball, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two on, two outs. 14-4 the lead for Dunedin here in the ninth. Avila sets, and he deals. Fastball sliced high in the air, curling foul down the right field line and into the seats. It's a full count. Avila sets with a payoff pitch. We'll see if the runners go. They do. Payoff fouled back, and Duran continues to foul off two strike pitches. Still 3-2. Namala back to first. Arias back to second. Full count again. Here's the payoff. Runners go, and Duran slaps another fastball foul. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The runners return to their bases. Namala on first, Arias on second. 10 runs ahead are the Blue Jays as Avila sets up for the payoff a third time. Check swing, foul ball by Duran as that one bounces off the netting and into the Mighty Muscles dugout. 5 2-strike pitches fouled off by Edward Duran today. Yesterday, he fouled off six pitches with two strikes in the count. He is just a guy who battles. For the fourth time, a payoff pitch coming from Avila. Runners go. Inside, ball four. Nine-pitch walk. Second in a row, and that's going to load the bases. Arias to third, Namala to second, Duran replacing him on first. Two away, bases loaded for Nicholas Deschamps. Two gone for the left-hand hitting catcher. Three strikeouts, but he's reached twice with two runs to his name. Fielder's choice in the third, walk in the seventh. And now Avila starts him off. It's a broken bat, curling line drive, foul down the right field line, and the Threshers catch a break. With the bases loaded, that would have put this game to, I don't even want to know, 0-1 now to Deschamps. Deschamps has to get a new bat, put some pine tar on the new piece of lumber. Duran taking the long way back to first. He's there. Namala's on second. And on third is Arias with two gone in the ninth. All base runners reach with two outs against Luis Avila. 0-1. Sliced foul ricochets off the netting, and it's 0-2. The pitch. Hit on the ground towards first. Kotowski makes the squeeze, beats Deschamps to the bag, and ends the ninth inning. A double and two walks, but a strikeout for Avila in a scoreless ninth inning. One hit, no errors. Bases left loaded as the Threshers get their last licks in the bottom of the ninth, trailing 14-4.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Kai Peterson no longer on the Dunedin roster. Yep, Nate Garko, new pitcher for the Dunedin Blue Jays, starts off Avery Wuzu-Wasita with a changeup for a called strike. A shutout inning for J.J. Sanchez. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 eighth. Avery Wuzu-Wasita has a triple to his name tonight, takes a slider for ball one. It's a 1-1 count. Wuzu-Wasita, Gonzalez, and Saltibon here in the bottom of the ninth. Threshers need 10 runs to keep this game going, as they trail 14-4. 1-1. Swing and a miss out in front of the slider, and it's 1-2. Wuzu-Wasita is 1-for-2 today. Triple and a run in the seventh, walked in the fifth, and flied out in foul territory in the third. 1-2. Threshers on the verge of losing their second straight game for the second straight series. 1-2, fastball upstairs, it's 2-2. The Threshers salvaged a split after dropping the first three against Bradenton last week. Against Tampa, when the Tarpons came here, they lost the first two and won the next four, starting a seven-game win streak that carried them to the first half championship. Slider in the dirt, it's 3-2 to Wuzu-Wasita. Payoff pitch coming to Avery. 5 home runs and 17 ribbies this season. Payoff, cut on a miss, slider in the dirt, and that is the first out of the ninth inning. One gone, and now the leadoff man, Diego Gonzalez, comes back to the plate. He drove in Wuzu-Wasita on a single in the seventh inning, but he's 1-for-4 on the day. 7 RBIs for the Clearwater Threshers. Breaking ball upstairs to Gonzalez. It misses 0-1. Or sorry, 1-0. 1-0 count to Gonzalez with an RBI to his name already today. The pitch, fastball upstairs. Gonzalez doesn't move, and it's 2-0. The count to Gonzalez. 10-run lead for the Blue Jays here in the bottom ninth. One out in the bottom ninth. Pitch comes in the dirt on the fastball, 3-0. Nate Garko making his debut with the Blue Jays, signed in as a free agent by Dunedin earlier this year. 3-0. Upstairs on the fastball, 4-pitch walk to Gonzalez to give the Threshers a base runner here in the ninth inning. That'll bring up Devin Saltibon, who has hits in each of his last three at-bats on a 3-for-4 day. Garko making his pro debut, or minor league debut, I should say, as he played in the American Association with Sioux Falls and with the Gateway Grizzlies of the Frontier League over the last 2 years. 0-1 as Saltibon swings and misses for a strike. He was college teammates with former Thresher Otto Kemp at Point Loma Nazarene from 2019 to 2022. 0-1 in the dirt, and the slider evens the count at 1-1. Saltibon scored in the fourth, and he has singles in the fourth, fifth, and seventh. He's got one base runner to work with, Diego Gonzalez, who has 2 steals and 2 attempts on the season. So congrats to Nate Garko on his minor league debut as he sends the fastball upstairs to Saltibon, 2-1. The count. Big lead for Gonzalez as Saltibon slaps the fastball foul, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two to Saltibon. Gonzalez still showing no signs of stealing. 2-2 pitch. Salty holds up the swing, and it's checked, confirmed on the appeal to Caleb George. 3 balls and 2 strikes now the count. Now we should see We should see the runner go on the full count to Saltavant. Fastball outside, and that's ball four. So Saltavant has reached in each of his last four at-bats, back-to-back walks after a strikeout in Nate Garko's minor league debut. And that will bring out the catcher, Nicholas Deschamps, to quickly come out and try and console Garko. So one down, two aboard for Bryson Ware, who has walked twice to extend his on-base streak to a career-best nine games. Scored a run in the fourth inning, but is 0 for 2. Two on, one out. First pitch to Ware, a slider for a called strike, 0-1. Ten-run lead for Dunedin here in the bottom of the ninth. One out and two on, an 0-1 count to Ware as Garko is called for a balk. That moves each runner up a base. Gonzalez to third on the balk, and Saltavant moves to second base. So now the game-ending double play is off the table, and Ware has two runners in scoring position with the Threshers trailing by 10. 0-1, slider outside. It's 1-1. One and one aware, one gone in the bottom ninth. The pitch outside on the heat, it's 2-1. As Garko struggling to find the zone after the full count strikeout to start off the ninth inning. Blue Jays get an emergency righty up and going in the bullpen with two on and one out in the ninth. Back-to-back walks from Garko, 2-1 to Ware. Popped up, foul territory. Playable for the first baseman, Duran. Towards the wall, bounces off his glove, and Duran ends up in the netting. He's all right, but Diego Gonzalez scampered on home. He'll have to head back to third as the foul ball bounces off the glove to even the count at 2-2. And Edward Duran, can't say he didn't try. He went all out for that one, tripping over the wall and saved by the netting from a collision with the seats or the concrete out in right field. 2-2 count to Ware. Two on, one out here in the ninth. Threshers trailing by 10. 2-2 pitch. Curveball hit high in the air, deep out to left field, and that ball is not coming back. Bryson Ware with a three-run home run to try and start a rally for the Threshers here in the ninth inning. Seventh of the season for Ware, and the deficit down to 14-7 after the blast in the ninth inning. That ball was crushed, and it ends up in the bullpen for Bryson Ware. Welcome to the minor leagues, Nate Garko. You hang him, the Threshers will bang him. As Bryson Ware uncorks one out to left for the home run, clearing the bases with still one out here in the ninth inning. And now out comes the pitching coach to try and settle down Nate Garko. After leading off the ninth with a strikeout, the next two walked, and Bryson Ware hit a three-run blast, his seventh of the season, and his fourth RBI of the series. Ware now has seven RBIs over his nine-game hit streak for this week after the three-run blast. That'll bring up another guy with power potential, Dakota Katowski. 1-for-4 with an RBI single and a run scored, but he takes the fastball for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 the count. Ware up to 35 RBIs on the season, trailing only Jordan Viers for the team lead. 0-1-2 Katowski now. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on the heat, and it's 0-2. 0-2 the count with one gone in the ninth. The pitch from Garko. Curveball missing inside, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the count to Katowski. Garko deals. Swing and a miss. Dakota well out in front of the slider as Nate Garko has his second punch out of his minor league career for the second out here in the ninth inning. Two gone, and now Jared Thomas coming up to the plate. Last chance for the Clearwater Threshers. He is 0-for-1, flied out to left, ending the seventh with the bases loaded. Now he's got a clear set of bags and 2 outs in the bottom ninth. Garko, first pitch in the dirt, bounces into the glove of Deschamps, and it's 0-1. To Thomas, the pitch. Hit back up the middle, and it's gloved by Namala in the outfield grass. He fires the throw to first just in time to get Thomas, and that will do it. Threshers get a three-run blast by Bryson Ware in the ninth inning. Don't leave anyone stranded and fall 14-7 to the Dunedin Blue Jays. No post-game show tonight because tomorrow we're expecting a big crowd, but there is still time to get your tickets for our Independence Day celebration here at BayCare Ballpark. Trying to beat 88-47, which was our crowd last year in an epic 3-1 victory for the Threshers, and they hope to turn things up tomorrow on July the 3rd when they host the Dunedin Blue Jays. Ricky Tiedemann, Blue Jays' number one pitching prospect, is expected to rehab here and start for the Dunedin Blue Jays tomorrow. But the Threshers need a better showing as they have dropped the first two games of this series by a combined 12 runs. That's going to do it for tonight, though. Threshers fall by a score of 14-7. The loss goes to Luke Russo. The win goes to Gage Stanifer. Thank you all for tuning in to tonight's contest. We'll be back tomorrow just before 6:30 when we start our first pitch for our Independence Day extravaganza. Thank you all for tuning in here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and on behalf of everyone here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, the best production team in the business, wants to bid you a great Tuesday night, and our big Independence Day celebration comes tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.